Indiana's new anti-abortion law faces another challenge as the ACLU and Planned Parenthood seek to strike down a provision requiring women to have an ultrasound at least 18 hours before an abortion. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Indiana law already required women to have an ultrasound before they have an abortion. At Planned Parenthood, that meant performing the ultrasound just before the procedure. New changes require the ultrasound to take place at least 18 hours before the abortion. ACLU of Indiana legal director Ken Falk says that change requires women to make two separate and often lengthy trips to have an abortion. For instance, the closest abortion clinic for women in Fort Wayne is more than 100 miles away. And he says that imposes an undue burden on those women.
After the Supreme Court's decision last week, which really strongly emphasized the fact that abortion regulations and restrictions have to have some relationship to women's health, if that is their articulated purpose, that it really allowed for us to reexamine the law.
A federal judge last week halted other parts of the abortion law, including a ban on selective abortions, in a separate lawsuit filed by the ACLU and Planned Parenthood. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.